Welcome to Getting Real with Real Estate, all things buying, building, and selling real estate. This is Mike Mack with Central Virginia Realty and LaGault Homes. Back again today, I got to get out of the office again and meet another one of our vendors, Mosaic Tile. We partner with them for quite a while. They do a wonderful job for us. Really the first time me being here in the showroom, and it's amazing. Once again, this is two showrooms in the last probably 3 weeks that I've got to visit, so I need to get out more, but check out these. If you get a chance to come here and check this out, this is amazing as well. Another great facility. Today I've got Aaron with me. He is the
residential builder sales rep for Tile & Stone.
There you go. That's quite the title, right? Tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd you get into Tile? How'd you get into working with Mosaic?
Kind of on a whim. I was a marketing major. I never really had big dreams of selling Tile & Stone.
Yeah.
But in my experiences, somehow it landed me at Mosaic. I had a friend who was a branch manager here at Mosaic, and there was an opportunity to actually start working in the warehouse.
Oh, and, nice. Okay.
I was just fresh out of college, and one of the hardest things coming out of college was finding that first job. And so I started in the warehouse and literally just receiving material and shipping material out and sweeping the floors. And 9 years later, here I am doing outside sales for them.
I love it. First job, last job, right?
Actually, maybe. Third job, last job.
Okay, there you go. I got it.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Nice. So tell us about Mosaic Tile. Tell us kind of what y'all do, the services y'all provide. Obviously, tile, right? But what makes you different? What makes you different as a company?
So first off, for the last, I guess you could probably say, especially here in Richmond, for the last 45 years, we were Mosaic Tile.
Okay.
Family-owned company, worked distributor in the Mid-Atlantic region, tile, porcelain, ceramics, and then importer of natural stone.
Okay.
But in the last couple of years, and in the last two in Richmond, we've gone from Mosaic Tile name to now Mosaic Home Interiors. So we're kind of rebranding ourselves. And in that, it's not just tile and stone anymore. It's actually any of the finishes, interior finishes for your bathrooms or kitchens. So lighting, plumbing, vanities, mirrors, tubs, shower doors. We have the whole kit and caboodle. And really what differs, and the reason I've been at Mosaic for 9 years, I truly believe it's the people.
Okay.
And,
I love it.
And in that, what really separates us, everybody has product. Everybody has, our competition has tile and stone. What really separates us are the people really truly treat it like it's their own company.
Mm.
They take accountability and they treat it like it's their own. And you'll find that in just with your interactions with each and every person when it comes to Mosaic, which really allows us to be very successful. It kind of creates and breeds a caring mentality.
Yeah.
And we're not the type of company that will ever wipe our hands clean. So in that, you get a company not only that's going to provide you a product, but at the end of the day, they're going to support you. Whether you bought it yesterday or you bought it 10 years ago,
oh, wow.
You're going to get that support.
Love it. You know, in the last couple interviews I've done, it's funny how friends lead us to different jobs, right? So, you know, Missy being my friend led me to real estate. You and your friends led you to this. You know, in the last, like I said, the last couple of people, it's been the same way. With LaGault, as you know, LaGault Custom Homes and the products that y'all provide us, how does that work? Like, with the program, what makes us different? Like, what do y'all supply LaGault Homes that's a little different?
I think what makes our tile programs different is actually we don't just roll out a universal program to each and every builder. It's more customized.
Mm-hmm.
Being that LaGault's a custom home, we've always catered to custom home builders. That
okay.
was kind of our claim to fame and where we started. We've always been less production, even though we do deal with production builders and we can handle that realm. We really enjoy the customization
sure.
side of
yeah.
it. And that's where you get that name, Mosaic. A whole bunch of little pieces create this custom tile.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who Mosaic is. So what makes LaGault's program very unique is I think the back and forth that I have with Missy and Ashlyn and Pat
mm-hmm.
and Teresa,
oh, yeah.
where
mm-hmm.
we're literally creating mm-hmm. a program out of thin air.
Sure.
And then we're always revamping it every couple months. So we, as Mosaic, are always looking to source the latest and greatest, and we have just a great team that is always looking to source what's the latest trend.
Yeah.
So whether it's hexagonal tile,
sure,
or arabesque tile, or these really neat encaustic looks,
yeah.
or really cool wood grains with the Real Touch technology, we're always looking for that latest and greatest, and that's the one thing LeGault will always have on their program. Things will never become outdated.
Yeah.
And in a world now where people can get online, they can look at social media, mm-hmm. and they can see all these fancy pictures, whether it's Pinterest or Houzz or anything else on Instagram, LeGault is able to bring that and always keep that coming.
Yeah.
Because we're always forever constantly changing.
Yeah, and I get a lot of Pinterest pictures from clients, for sure, that, hey, can you do this? You know, and the fact that we're a custom builder and can kind of build you what you want, be able to get you the tile you want, that's a big deal. The showroom is awesome. First time, like I said, that I've been here, but we, of course, send people here if they don't love a tile that we have, you know, in our showroom. Kind of explain what their experience will be like when they come here.
Well, the nice thing is the way we do our showroom here is we work by appointment.
Okay.
People are always allowed to pop in and check out the showroom.
Sure.
We encourage that.
Okay.
But to really get the best service, you would like to come in, set up an appointment, whether you do it by phone or actually in our showroom, and you get a designer, and it's a complimentary service. So if LeGault ever goes outside their program, their customer will come in, they'll be greeted by multiple people, but they get a one-on-one with a designer who's not going to only help them with their tile selections and what they're looking for, they're going to keep them within their budget and whatever their allowances are. We're just an extension of LeGault Homes, so we're going to follow their processes and their allowances, but then they're also going to get help with paint colors,
mm-hmm.
if they want to bring their fabrics in,
and
get an opinion, an opinion. But you're truly getting a designer.
So you have someone on staff that just helps them when they come in?
With every selection that they want to bring across and discuss. So it doesn't even have to be, a lot of times it's not even our products. It might just be something that they're thinking about. So
love it. How about some tips? Like if someone's coming here, do you suggest them bring, you brought up like fabrics and things like that. Should they bring things with them, or what's some tips for somebody that's coming to the showroom?
Absolutely. If you have an appointment or you're coming into the showroom to make tile selections, first and foremost, if you're working in a bathroom or you're working in a kitchen, you're going to want to have some sort of sample of your slab.
Okay.
You spend a lot of money there. That's your focal point usually in a room.
True.
And it really kind of helps and leads you down the path of selecting tile because you have kind of a color that you can start off on. And then from there, cabinets, paint swatches, fabrics, anything that you're putting in that room, pictures. It just helps our designer get a better idea of what that room's going to look like.
Yeah.
And it's just going to give you just more of an opportunity to make the selections there on the spot. And at the end of the day, people don't always finalize their selections on their first appointment. They might want to just get samples.
Uh-huh.
And we provide those as well. So people can come in, and if they can't make up their mind, because there's a lot to look at when they get here, they can get some samples, take them home over the weekend. They can see them in the light. They can see them in the dark. They can sleep with them. They can walk on them barefoot. And then come back the next week and set up a second appointment.
So how about trends? What are like some current trends?
Current trends were, you know, it's been white and gray for the last couple of years.
It has.
And all of us keep saying, when is that going to go away?
Yeah.
And I feel like people are starting to kind of seesaw on potentially going back to some of the warmer colors.
Yeah.
We're starting to see, instead of it just being gray, we're starting to see kind of these grayses, these taupes.
Yeah.
We're starting to see some darker colors. You know, now that faucets are going gold and
gold's making a comeback.
Finishes are matte black.
Yeah.
You're starting to see some of the tile mimic that, where you might see some black tiles.
Mm. Okay.
You might see some tiles that actually have gold in them to kind of go with the trend of those finishes. Hexes, all sorts of shapes.
Yeah.
Large format hexes, which would be like an 8x8. We have them as big as 14x16s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
These encaustic looks that have like a floral pattern and four tiles make a design. They were very popular in like the 30s, and you're starting to see them come back again.
Yeah.
Larger tile. Larger tile, it's been around, but what we're starting to see is 18x36s, 24x24s, and people have always had this thought that the bigger the tile, the smaller the space.
Yeah.
Or it won't, a big tile won't work in a small space. And what we remind people is, the bigger the tile, less maintenance.
Yeah.
Less grout.
Yeah.
So what you start to see is people are putting large tiles on shower walls because then it's less grout that they have to maintain. It looks like one full piece of marble versus, you know, a whole bunch of different pieces. So we're seeing tile just slowly get bigger and bigger and bigger.
That's awesome. How about, like, where do you, I guess, where do you get the tile from? Where does y'all's tile come from?
We source from all over the world.
Okay.
So we don't really invest in Chinese products. That was one thing. There's been so many tariffs in tile alone and LVP, which is a waterproof core product.
Yeah.
Luckily, we were only about 10% invested.
Okay.
So 90% of the product that we show are either USA, Turkey, Brazil. It just truly depends. We source from all over, but we really try to stay away from the Chinese products.
So how unique is the tile that you get? Like, is it unique to certain parts of the country or certain parts of the world?
Yeah, there is. You know, natural stone is very unique and comes from different parts of the world because it's coming out of the side of the mountain. There's some really good USA manufacturers like Delconca and Crossville who are right here in Crossville, Tennessee. We have another manufacturer, Atlas Concord, which is an Italian manufacturer. Italy makes some of the most beautiful tile. I think more than anything, we just are looking for first-generation tile.
I got you.
And so some people don't understand what that is. So
well, and that's going to lead right to my next question, really. What are your frequently asked questions? Like, do you have questions about that? Do you get
asked
about that?
We do. So just to kind of finish off, first-generation tile, when there's a run of porcelain or ceramic tile, it's usually 50,000 square feet.
Okay.
Mosaic prides themselves on not buying the whole 50,000. Because in that 50,000 square feet, you might get a first run, a second run, and a third run. The third run, the color could be a little off. The second run, the sizing could be a 16th of an inch off. We just buy all first generation, so we might buy only 15,000 feet out of a run, and we're trying to buy the best material.
Yeah.
And then the most frequently asked questions when customers come in, it's what's a wall tile? What's a floor tile?
Right.
You know, they're trying to figure out, where's your wall section at? Where's your floor section at?
Yeah.
And it's mixed throughout. So
Because you can use a wall tile as a floor tile, right?
You can use a wall tile as a wall tile.
Okay.
You can use a floor tile as a floor tile or a wall tile.
So what's the difference then, I guess?
It's a PEI rating. And PEI is a rating that they do where they keep adding weights that kind of stack on top of a tile.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a kind of a load point to that tile.
Okay.
And once it gets to a certain weight, it creates a certain rating. A PEI of 2 or 1 is a wall tile.
Okay.
Anything between, the scale goes to 5. So anything between a 3 and a 5 is a floor tile. It's really just durability and strength at the load point.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people know that. So that's great. Great information. How about some other questions? Anything else that you get a lot?
What's the difference between porcelain and ceramic?
Okay.
And so ceramic, it's a clay body. It's heated at high temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strong enough and suitable for a residential application.
Yeah.
Where porcelain really sets itself apart and sets the bar as it's heated at higher temperatures repeatedly to give it a certain strength. And it's the tile that is spec'd for commercial use, high, heavy traffic.
Yeah.
Ceramics can't do that. Also, a lot of porcelain, especially if they're through body, can go outside exteriorly for freeze and thaw,
where
a ceramic will just crack apart because of the clay body.
So
that's truly where they separate themselves. And then if a ceramic's ever to chip, you're going to see the red body. If a porcelain's ever to chip, either the color goes all the way through or it's an off-white color so the chip doesn't show as much. They're both suitable for residential, but you'll hear people sometimes say, and like yourself, if you're selling a house, you're going to say, this is a porcelain bathroom.
Yeah.
It just sounds better than a ceramic.
Yeah, for sure.
And it is.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay, that's perfect. Great info. How about, well, we know you're here in Richmond. Anywhere else? Is anywhere in the state y'all are that people can come see you? Or?
Absolutely. So we have 10 branches.
Okay.
We have a central distribution center in Doswell, so we have deliveries every night. And then as far as other branches available in Virginia, you got Virginia Beach,
mm-hmm.
which is about 2 hours away. And then we have our corporate office in Chantilly, We also have a Alexandria location. We have two Baltimore locations, one in Owings Mill and then one in Baltimore.
Okay.
We have a Raleigh and we have a Greensboro.
Jeez.
So we're kind of scattered all around the Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different showrooms to visit. Each showroom's different, kind of to its setting.
Okay.
Our flagship store is in Chantilly.
Okay.
Which is a much bigger footprint. But inside that footprint, you will find all the same tiles.
I got you.
The only difference is there's a lot more displays in our Chantilly store for people who might need a visual,
yeah,
as well as our Virginia Beach
store.
As
you were saying, the displays are a little different. Explain how they're a little different there.
Yeah, so we call them vignettes, which is just a fancy way of saying a room display.
Okay.
But the nice thing about kind of our Virginia and Chantilly store, around the perimeter of those stores, you might have 100 and some vignettes of different showers of like a master bathroom. That's not going to only show you the shower and the tile in that shower. It's going to show you the glass doors. It's going to show you the toilets. It's going to show you the vanities. It's going to give you a whole visual of what your space could look like. You have office settings. You have outside entertainment areas. Here in Richmond, we have 17 vignettes.
Oh, okay.
There's still plenty to see.
Sure.
And there's, but in those two stores, you will just be able to see truly everything that we sell and show.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for giving us time today. I know you're a busy guy. I look forward to working with you a little bit more personally now that I got all these homes in Rivermore coming about, but and sending some clients out to you guys for sure. We love LeGault Homes, loves our partnership that we have with you guys. It's amazing. If you haven't been out here, do yourself a favor, come check it out. If you're remodeling your home, it doesn't have to be just through us at LeGault Homes. If you're doing something else, please come check them out. Do me a favor, kind of give yourself a little plug. How do we get in touch with you?
Yeah, so the best way to get in touch with Mosaic, if you go to www.mosaichomeinteriors.com, you can check out everything that we supply here. You can learn a little bit more about who we are and where our locations are, as well as our hours.
Perfect.
It'll also give you some tidbits and tips on tile and all that good jazz. So please check us out. Also, phone number if you want to reach out to us and set up an appointment today or you have any tile questions.
Yeah.
804-794-2700. We're located off of 10911 Trade Road, very close to Johnson Willis Hospital and Chesterfield Town Center, right across on the other side of Midlothian Turnpike. We'd love to have you guys out. Come check us out.
Yeah, love it. Well, thank you. Like, once again, thank you for your time. I know you're a busy guy. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Mack with Central Virginia Realty. We're never too busy for your referrals. LeGault Homes, custom built just for you. Thanks, and we'll talk again. Bye-bye.